the years go by, you're a sophomore, you're going to be out of school before you know it.
Yeah, you know, I'm getting through it, and it's moving a lot faster this year than it did last, honestly, so.
I'm sure freshman season, you're just getting acclimated to school and with academics and athletics. I'm sure year number two has been a lot smoother, hasn't it?
I would definitely say. I'm a lot more prepared as to what's to come, and I don't know, that's helped me, but freshman year definitely seemed like it was moving a little slower, yeah.
In a big university like that, any big city, I living in McCook, going to Omaha, that's kind of it's a change.
Yeah, definitely. I say when I came back to my McCook the first time, I drove a lot more aggressively. Just my mom's like, slow down. And I'm like, Mom, I'm not going to be able to, you know. So, yeah, learning to drive in Omaha was kind of a challenge. But, yeah, it was a little bit to get. It was a lot different than McCook. So
let's talk swimming. Your season's already off to a great start. And you still have got some meets here in 2025. You're not even at the halfway. You start in the fall. Is it like an exhibition season, then it gets into the real stuff?
So we have like an inter squad at the end of September, and then like we kind of just kick off our dual season against. Well, we went out to Air Force this year and dueled them, and that was really fun. Very long trip, but it was really fun. And then we kind of just duel up until November. We have a big invite, and we call that our mid-season meet. And we tech up. We wear our tech suits and we taper, and so we just kind of go fast. But then coming off that, we had two meets in December, and we have Christmas break, we go on training trip, and then we have two meets in the new year, and then we competed at our conference meet, so in the end of February. So that's kind of our season schedule, but we don't have a really exhibition meets, I guess. We just kind of duel with our conference
inter-squad
teams.
Yeah. Yep. Now, you did face Nebraska one of those duels, didn't you?
Yeah, in December.
Yeah.
The second week, we did go down to the Devaney. It was kind of nostalgic, I'd say. Some, you know, that's our state meet, and so that was really fun. I was a little bit nervous because my parents were there and my friends were there, and so I was a little bit nervous, but it was pretty fun. It was a fun meet. I got to swim against some people who I'd swam against in high school.
Well, that's
went
cool.
Committed to Nebraska, and so yeah, it was fun to see how they progressed and how I progressed, and so, and in-state rivals, you know, that was fun.
Yeah, you're 4 years of high school. You get a chance to know those kids a lot.
Yeah.
And competing not only regular season, but get into a state meet and kind of try to keep in touch, don't you?
Yeah. They've always been good competitors, and even just on my own team, some of the girls that I've swam with from Nebraska, they prove to be some of the best competitors. So, yeah.
You're involved in a couple of relays right now for UNO, aren't you?
Yeah, you know. I've always been kind of a freestyler. They don't really use me a lot on the medleys, relays, but I've been swimming on the 200 and 400 and the 8 free relays only. We only get to swim that twice a year, but I've been swimming okay in the 200, so they kind of try to throw me around, and I'm okay with that because I've always been a relay swimmer, so yeah.
So do you miss those other strokes at all, or just leave me in the freestyle?
You know, the only other stroke I'd probably swim is backstroke. And, you know, we have a lot of good backstrokers right now. And I'm just like, you know, wherever, coach, wherever. I don't have a preference, but freestyle is usually just my forte. So
just get me in the pool.
Yeah.
I want to compete. Just get me in the pool,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, wherever you want to throw me, I'm good with that. So
how about the team as a whole? Is this the women's team a pretty good team this year?
I would definitely say we had quite a few records been broken at our mid-season meet. And we got a good class of freshmen that came in. And our seniors, you know, we're kind of getting ready for the end of the year stuff with that. And so definitely going to miss them. But the team has been very, I like the team culture, the team environment this year. It's just, it's been really good.
Seniors provide good leadership.
Yeah. I've been really, you know, blessed with some of them that take me under their wing and, sometimes push me through practice and stuff like that. So
that's terrific. It's a good, well-rounded team, and all the way from in the pool, and I'm sure diving is pretty good as well.
Yes, they are very good. We've already had some NCAA zone cuts, and they're very good. They're at the top of the Summit League rankings in diving, and so there's not as many swimmers there's not as many divers as swimmers, but the ones that we do have are very good at what they do. So
when you talked about you want to make the postseason, you want to make the national meet or something like that, what's it going to take for your relays to get there?
You know, probably I'm not sure how close. I haven't really looked at the times. And NCAA D1 cuts are pretty feisty, but I'd just say it's probably, you know, just cutting as much as we can, and just at conference probably when we're swimming our fastest, and just knowing that that's probably not in goal if we wanted to go on. So, yeah.
And you got to compete with your other teammates for those top spots. I mean, is that a weekly deal that you have challenges, or once you're on that relay, you're going to stay on it?
You know, so the way that my team does it, not all the teams are the same, but the way that we do it is whenever on those big meets, that's when the relays usually are the most important. You'll swim the individual event that day in the morning session, and then the evening session is the relay that they'll put you on. So you'll swim the 50 free in the morning, and the top fastest four girls swim the 50, the two free relay in the evening. So that's kind of how it works. And then kind of just how you're performing throughout the season for the dual times is, you know, how they determine it for the dual meets. But at those big meets, you just got to swim fast in the morning, try to make it back to the A or B final, and hopefully that's good enough to put you on the top relay. So, but we usually have three or four relays that swim. So you just kind of, wherever you want to be, you know, competing. So, yeah.
To be a swimmer, boy, you got to be in incredible shape. I mean, because I've talked to Coach Graff about it, and I've watched the workouts in the white pool. I'm sure in college it's even a lot more challenging, isn't it?
You know, they've definitely tested me for sure. I think I've only cried at one practice this year. I was having a really hard day, and I just wasn't, my head wasn't in the game. But yeah, they're pretty intense. But I just kind of speaking off, like last year, I wasn't quite prepared as to what was come. But this year, I kind of knew what I was expecting. And so that's helped me really just like get the most of every workout and just kind of take it day by day and just be like, well, do we want to be better after this, or do we want to just get by, you know? So it's definitely just been good to have that experience under my belt. And yeah, so it's been good.
Because you're lifting too. I mean, not doing pool work, but you're lifting after or before practices too, aren't you?
Yeah, we lift three times a week, you know, and those weight sessions are kind of tough. They're at 6 a.m. And we do have like 60 kids on our team, so it can be kind of hard to fit everyone in the weight room, but we usually get it done. And we have, you know, kids that are just specifically, or coaches that are specifically for us, so they really help us out. And lifting wasn't something I was super big into in high school, but they definitely just help me be more comfortable and technique-wise and make sure not to hurt myself. So yeah.
Are you keeping in shape? Are you getting hit in the pool every now and then while you're home?
Yeah, you know, yeah, I've been swimming this week before in the morning, so I've had some company, and that makes it a lot easier instead of swimming by myself. So
your brother's going down there?
Yeah.
Too?
Yeah, my brothers and then some former teammates.
Cool.
Yeah, so it's been good.
Yeah, and I'm sure you're enjoying following what your brother's doing. They're having a great start of the season, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, it's really exciting. When I'll be in Omaha and my mom sends me pictures of them swimming, and I don't know, I just wish I could be there and, you know, help them and just cheer for them, because it is exciting. And, you know, if they make it to state, I'll be there too, and just, I don't know, just helping them and watching them grow, and yeah, helping them get better. So
now they're going to be on the Lincoln High invite here soon, isn't it? Are you gonna be able to catch that one?
So I actually have a meet on that day too.
Golly.
So yeah, so my mom won't be able to make it.
Dang it,
but she'll be with the twins, but that's okay. So,
dang it, one opportunity, they're going to be there, and you're right there, and you get meets in the same day.
Yeah, you know, I hope to make it to conference. That's in Hastings.
Yeah.
So hopefully I don't have a meet on that day. And then state, ultimately. Last year, state and my conference meet were on the same day, but I think they're separate weekends this year. So, yeah.
Academically, everything going good with your classes and your major?
Yeah. You know, I'm still general sciences. I hope to go to pharmacy school. And then, this last finals week was a little bit more intense. For sure than freshman year, but it was stressful there for a bit. But once I was done, I just sat down and I read a book, and it was really peaceful. But no, it's been good. Just a lot more studying and a lot more just dedication to that than past year. So yeah.
I talked to Angie at USA Pharmacy. You're working out with her, and she put a plug in. You're working, getting some hours while you're home, and she loves to have you out there.
Yeah, you know, last night I had to leave for a family Christmas, and we were really busy, and I said, Angie, I love my job so much, but I my family Christmas. So she let me go, and
sure,
my coworkers let me go, but I really do enjoy working with all of them out there. They're so much fun to be around. And
great experience early for you, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, and that's what I want to do, and they're very like thorough with, if I want to learn something or I have questions, they're very good about, you know, just informing me or testing my knowledge, mm-hmm. you know. So it's really, I love working there. So
you're excited, I know, for every single meet. But is there one meet that really you're pumped up, ready to go here in January for?
You know, I was really excited for the UNL meet, just because it was in state. But I am excited to compete at home again. We have our last home meet on the 18th against St. Louis. I'm excited for that. And then just conference. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're swimming in Iowa City this year, and so that'll be exciting. But I'm excited to swim at home. I love, you know, Omaha's pool is very nice. So I like swimming there and just being on our own turf. And
yeah, you don't have to travel. I mean, you don't have to get in a bus, because most of those times are bus trips, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, we went to SDSU, and that was not a terrible trip, but yeah. Sometimes when you sit on the bus, you just get crampy and you get...
Get me off the bus.
Yeah, yeah.